Phillips and Papirak, these are the two. Today's date is 05/09/2022. Dictation is 4. Maria Moreno. Moreno spells M-O-R-E-N-O. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 12/09/1975. This is a 46-year-old young lady here with left flank pain and left knee pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 1 week. It's gotten worse in the last day or so. Denies trauma. She described pain in her back as sharp, worse with lateral rotation. Said pain is non-radiating, confined to her left flank region, period. Next paragraph. Review assistant patient reports knee pain. She states knee pain is worse when she wakes up first in the morning and when she bare raised, but as the days go by, pain got better after she used it for several hours or so. Period. Next paragraph. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She endorses painful and frequent urination. Next paragraph. She denies bloody urination. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 115/69. Pulse 72. Respiration 98.0. Next paragraph. HEMT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Back. Positive. TTP on the left flank region. No rigidity. No peritoneal signs. She has normal. Correction. Our abdomen is not distended, period. No rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. HEMT normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, no palpable nodes or tendon nodes, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Left knee. Mild effusion. Full range of motion with no significant discomfort, period. Negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative McMurray, period. Next paragraph. Same paragraph. She has tenderness diffusely in her knee joints and the medial and lateral surfaces, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bear weight well with no antalgic gait, period. This doesn't apply to her left knee, which whose exam is shown above, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10, grossly normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is left knee pain. Assessment number 2 is left knee DJD. Assessment number 3 is nephrolithiasis. Assessment number 5, flank pain. Number 6, obesity, period. Next paragraph. In a clinic today, a patient received an ultrasound which reveals stone in bilateral kidneys, period. She was given the following medication while in the clinic. Ketorolac, 60 milligrams IM. A urinalysis was done. Urinalysis revealed no abnormalities. Patient has significant tenderness in the left flank. particularly with range of motion. I went ahead and gave her some antibiotics because of clinical findings. Although urine is negative, period. Next paragraph, she received a shot of Toradol, 60 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes or so. On reevaluation, she states that the pain has helped both his flank and his knee. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication, Keflax, 500 milligrams 1PO BID for 7 days, number 14, next medication, Ketorolac, 10 milligrams 1PO TID PRN for pain, next medication, Robaxin, 500 milligrams 1PO BID for 30 days, number 60, she was given the opportunity to ask questions, she says she has none, patient was also sent home with Flomax, 0.4 milligrams 1PO daily, this will help her pass in the zone, number 30. Next paragraph, patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if she gets worse or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of invitation.